We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go with Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 203 on the Fan. And a very good Monday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here till 6 o'clock tonight. JJ will come your way. His Odds On Sports Show comes your way. Tommy Lugauer in Manhattan, Ernie Acosta in Yonkers. We're live from the Town Fair Tire Studio, where nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Absolutely nobody. Bro, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. What a Sunday that was. Wasn't that fun? Oh. Wasn't that enjoyable?
Wow.
Wasn't that great watching god-awful football for about 6.5 hours straight? Wasn't that great?
It was just, I don't know what to say.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Where do you want to start? You want to start with our disastrous team? You want to start with the Giants? Where do you want to go here?
I think that there were two things over the weekend that we were expecting. One happened. We expected the Jets to remain pathetic. That didn't change.
Yep.
The Giants actually had expectations, and maybe that makes me a sucker because I actually thought they would win. Call me crazy. I actually thought that they would build off the positives of the first 2 weeks. I thought that. You know, silly me. I thought that the Niners, who are basically walking infirmary right now, who had no interest in playing at MetLife Stadium after all they did was complain about the turf and complain about everything, I actually thought, silly me, that the New York football Giants were going to attempt to give us a football season in New York. And from every aspect of this team and every aspect of this franchise, including the head coach, the honeymoon is over for the head coach, including the quarterback, the honeymoon is over for the quarterback, including both coordinators, that honeymoon is long over. The Giants put together, maybe this is a lot considering how bad they've been the last few years, but I think they put together the most putrid performance we've seen in the last decade.
Well,
I think it was that bad, Joe.
It was terrible. I mean, there's no excuse for that. I will say this. I think one thing that we overlooked here a little bit, and I think we're all to kind of blame for this, is we got caught up in all the injuries that the Niners have. And it kind of forgot just how good this team really is and that there's still a lot of really quality players on the team. Now, with that said, I think we did kind of. I mean, this team did go to the Super Bowl last year.
A little bit, but I think what we did more than. I'm not saying you're wrong,
and I think we overrated. It got a little too uppity with a Giant team that had, was 0-2, and what did we really expect? Do you know what I mean? I think that's part of it.
That's where I think you're right. I think now. See, now I think you're right.
What did we really expect from that team? You know what I mean?
We got fooled. We got fooled into thinking, they showed a lot of guts coming back against the Chicago Bears. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
They fought the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday Night Football and actually bought that they could build off of the encouraging things we saw over the first 2 weeks. And I'm certainly one of them because I picked the Giants with the picks. We got bought into a lot of hot garbage.
Yeah,
because in every aspect of this team, every single aspect of this team was a disaster yesterday. The quarterback took 55 steps back. I mean, come on. The turnovers are getting ridiculous.
Horrible. He's good for a couple every game. That's
every
sure.
game?
Every game he's good for a fumble and a pick. Pretty much.
And look, the fumble on the bad toss to Evan Engram, in which they probably both deserve some part of the blame, they were able to overcome it. I mean, at the end of the day, it was a 6-6 game.
Right, right.
But the thing they couldn't overcome was their inability to get off the field on third down, and that was exemplified by a freaking 3rd and 32
right.
illegal contact on Darnay Holmes.
Which really, to me, is the turning point to the game. I mean, you really look at a point in the game where everything turned, it's right there. Because you're right, they get off the field, 3rd and 32. You know, I hate that illegal contact stuff, but nevertheless, it's an automatic first down. The Niners get a touchdown off of that. They're up 13-6, and then Jones, in the closing minute, you know, of the first half, throws that killer interception. So it goes from being a tie game to, in the last, you know, minute, 2 minutes of the first half, now it's a 10-point deficit, and they never recovered.
Everything changed. Everything yep. changed because that is set up on 3rd and 22 with yep. about you yep. know, 4 minutes to go. You're yep. getting off the field. You're yep. getting the ball back. And yep. despite yep. the Niners yep. dominating time of possession in the first half of this game.
Right, which was ridiculous, by the way.
Ridiculous. There's a decent chance you're up 9-6, despite all of that. And I think it changed on a couple of things. The 3rd and 22 is the biggest, obviously, because it kept the Niners on the field.
Yep, yep.
But how about two plays later? I think it was right out of the 2-minute warning when Dwelly, who they could not tackle, they
the
were allergic to tackling, Ross Dwelly.
Yep, yep.
He broke two tackles that set them up at the 20. I think Logan Ryan missed one, mm-hmm. and Kyler Fackrell, who played much better a week ago than he did this week, he missed a tackle rumbling down the field. And then they couldn't tackle Jerick McKinnon, who yeah. marches in for the 10-yard touchdown.
Right. Well, so, we saw that the week before as well. But yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
So you're right. The 3rd and 22 was the killer, but they had other opportunities on that same drive to yeah. make it less worse. And then you said it. Daniel Jones throwing yeah. an interception just
killer.
Throws kerosene on the fire at that
killer.
Point.
Killer. Yeah, really, really took him out of the game, I thought. You know, they gave him another three. It set up another field goal right before halftime. And I know they made it 16-9 at one point, but to me, they never really recovered after that sequence at the end of the first half.
No, they couldn't, because mainly the defense couldn't stop anything.
Yeah, nothing.
Look, over the first, you know, three drives of this game, their defense was a bend but don't break kind of thing. You know,
right,
they held
right,
them to a couple of
right,
field goals.
Right.
Robbie Gould missed the 55-yard
yep,
field goal.
Yep.
The long snapper was having like the worst day humanly possible. Every snap was awful, to the point where they actually could have blocked the first field goal. I think Corey Ballantyne had like a pretty good shot to block that first field goal. But the defense in the second half, there was no bending and breaking.
No.
Everything was breaking.
No.
I mean, Brandon Ayuk going 19
yep,
yards for yep. a touchdown.
Yes, a lot of guys I never heard of have big days yesterday for the 49ers.
And how many times?
A lot of them.
Jeff Wilson, I think he's like the leader of this thing. How many times did the Niners score a touchdown? I think on the Jeff Wilson run and the Jerick McKinnon run, where those guys weren't even touched.
No, no. Hey, you're right. I understand.
It was putrid on every level, and we haven't even gotten to the offensive line, which took a million steps back.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't open up a hole to save their lives right now. It wasn't just poor Saquon. Now Devontae Freeman,
yep,
Wayne, got,
yep.
they're all getting hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage every time, Joe.
No, the Giants are not a very good football team, and I think we kind of forgot that going into this game. I really do. And, boy, the Niners enjoyed playing at MetLife, huh?
Oh,
for all the
God.
Complaints they had about the field, the Niners did pretty good. I mean, two pretty easy blowout victories against these two brutal teams that we have here in New York.
Well, that's
how
the
else
thing.
Can you say it?
That's the thing. The Giants reminded us that they are freaking
right.
brutal.
Right. That's
and
it.
That there is
right.
always hope. You know, I have that hope. I know Giant fans have that hope. We're going to have that hope in a few weeks that when you bring in a new head coach, everything's going to change. You know, there's that hope of, hey, you never know. Maybe Ben McAdoo is going to be the next great head coach. Hey, you never know. Maybe Todd Bowles is going to be the next great head
right,
coach.
Right.
Hey, you never know. Pat Shurmur, second shot. He's going to be the next great head coach. Right now, we don't know about Joe Judge, and I'm not writing him off.
No.
But they're 0-3, Joe.
Yeah, no, look, and like you said, they went backwards. I mean, you can almost excuse the Steeler game because it's that great defense. You know, they were right there, as you said, in the Bear game, had a chance to win it. Didn't happen. The Bears are 3-0, by the way, which I don't think anybody saw that coming. But we'll get into the round of the league later on. And then this game was just a no-show. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, this game was just a absolutely non-competitive football game. Certainly the second half was not competitive.
Well, they did. They were bad at everything.
Everything.
The offensive line was horrific. They can't establish any kind of a run game. And unfortunately, and this may be the scariest thing of all, the quarterback was bad.
He was bad.
And
he was bad.
What you're looking for from a young quarterback, it's the same thing we're dealing with the Jets, is you're looking for progress. You're not looking to take five steps back. And Daniel Jones has had a lot of moments over his first, how many starts it is now, 16, 17, 18 starts in the league. He's had a lot of moments that make you think he could be that guy.
Yep.
Yesterday was one of those days where you go to sleep at night and you wonder if he could be that guy.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, too. I mean, I don't know if it's going to get any better anytime soon for the Giants, who now go out to L.A. to play the Rams. I mean, they got the Cowboys in Dallas after that? Is that the game after that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it may be a while before we see them in the win column. It may be.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, when you look at this schedule, at this schedule, there are, and the same goes for the Jets, which we'll get to.
That's a different story.
There are not a lot of games that feel like wins on the schedule. They do play Washington at home in a few weeks. We'll see. Right, I mean, who the heck knows?
And what are the Eagles? I mean, how good are the Eagles?
No doubt. And that, by the way, Joe, that's another thing that's frustrating about this. The NFC East now is a disaster.
It's terrible. I will say this. I mean, and certainly what I've seen over the first 4 weeks, at some point, I think the Cowboys will separate from everybody else.
I agree with that. Because
I think that's going to happen at some point in the NFC East.
Well, because right now the NFC East features three bad football teams one team that, they'll probably figure it out. And you know what? Eight wins may be all you need. All you need to win the division.
That may be it. I agree with you. Eight and eight might win the division. You're 100% right.
But this was one of those games on the schedule. And look, I understand where you're coming from, that this is still the defending NFC champions. They still have a hell of a head coach who I thought embarrassed the Giants side. I mean, I think the Niners completely outcoached the Giants in every way possible. But this was still one of those games on the schedule with every injury the Niners are dealing with that you looked at and said, this is a winnable football game. And it went from not just being a winnable football game to a game you lost, a game you got embarrassed in.
Embarrassed. Killed.
A game in which, you mentioned, we were talking before the show about shutting the Jet game off. You could have shut the Giant game off two drives into the second half. There was no reason to why. There was not one positive you could take out of this.
Which I think I did at some point. somewhere there in the second half when I went over exclusively to the red zone until the Jet game started.
Well, bro, how could you not?
No, I did. Especially because of the situation I had with the Bills.
We'll get to that. Jeez. Thank the official. Send him a love card.
Oh, my
love
God.
Letter.
He's my hero, whoever that guy is. Whoever called that pass interference there. God bless him.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But what happens and what has happened with these two football teams over the first 3 weeks of the season is not just the combined nature of 0-6, which is bad enough, the pathetic nature of 0-6. It's the fact that at times we have seen teams play non-competitive football. Now, the Jets have done that all year. To the Giants, this was the first time we saw it. And where it really jumped out at me was the amount of missed tackles and the amount of times I counted twice. I think it was maybe two or three touchdowns the Niners scored where guys went untouched.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah, no, 100% right. No, it was a brutal performance yesterday by the Giants. I mean, it was non-competitive. It was non-competitive football. I can't disagree with you.
And the bloom is off the rose that was there for the new coaching staff. Because even after they lost that Monday night game, they got a better coaching staff. They know what they're doing. They feel better prepared. They feel this. They feel that. This is a results business. And the results so far are the same as the results have been for the last 5 years.
And like I just said, and it's unfortunate, but it looks like the results are not going to get better for a while for the Giants.
No.
You know, I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, you couldn't have a tougher spot now than going out to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. That is not a tough, I mean, let's be honest about it.
Look, we are entering an NFL season. I know we've gotten used to it around here because the Jets and Giants have been so bad for a while now.
Right.
But we are entering a point with the play of the quarterbacks where the main discussion about these two teams is going to be, hey, you want to go draft Trevor Lawrence? I mean, we started that last week with the Jets.
If
you're a Giant fan, after this week, and it doesn't mean you're giving up on them, doesn't mean you're throwing them to the side, but there were enough concerns from yesterday's game where you start to evaluate, all right, what do we have here with this kid.
Yeah.
What do we have here?
I agree. You know, it is. What else can you say? I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. But again, I think the Giants, we found out again yesterday that the Giants just are not a very good team. And I think that there was unrealistic expectations going into this game yesterday.
I think a
lot of it had to do with how they played in the first 2 weeks and the fact that the Niners were as banged up as they are. And I think that's really the bottom line on it.
No, I think you're right. I think those two things drew us into thinking, hey, they could win this game. They're 1-2. They'll be tied for first place, which they would have been because of the NFC East. And yet it was kind of like a slap across the face to remind you, we still live in a football hell. We still do.
It's terrible.
We live in a National Football League hell. And with the Jets, hey, they're going to get rid of the head coach. They're probably going to draft a quarterback. And we're going to hit the reset button on this hell. For the Giants, it's about, are we moving in the right direction? Mm-hmm. And that's not to say Joe Judge isn't the guy.
Well, we don't know. Let's be honest. I mean, three games, we can't evaluate Joe Judge.
Of course not.
Bill Parcells was 3-12-1 in his first year. So, I mean, you know, it's, you know, we have to remember that.
But remind yourself something about this, too. And that doesn't mean Joe Judge is in any kind of trouble this year. He shouldn't
be. No.
But we do live in a National Football League world where young quarterbacks and first-time head coaches don't get forever in this world.
They do not get forever.
And a while ago, they got more of forever than they do now. Okay? And the evidence is there. Just look around the league. Young quarterbacks don't get 5 years to prove they can be a starter.
Well, you get to that. It comes to the point where when it comes time to you have to pay them, you know, you got to make a decision. And if it's not there, you're not going in that direction. Let's be honest.
And I got to tell you, Joe, it's the same thing with these head coaches. I mean, most head coaches now are not getting 5 years to turn their franchise around.
Now,
we could bemoan that that's fair or not, but that's just the reality. Look around the league.
You're not getting 5 years. No, 5 years, those days are gone.
Well, look at the last two Giant coaches. How long did they get?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, think about it. Ben McAdoo was fired in the middle of his second season, and that was a year after.
After the playoffs.
Right. After making the playoffs
his first year.
And Pat Shurmur was given 2 years.
So we
just live in this world now where you got to win football games. And if you don't, you're gone. Whether you're a young quarterback or you're a head coach, you don't get 8 years to prove yourself. This isn't 1978 anymore or 1983. In this world, fair or not, that clock is ticking immediately. And so we knew the honeymoon wasn't going to last long for the new coaching staff. It's over now. They're 0-3, and they got to find a way to win football games. I'm not saying it's going to be 7 or 8 games. No one's deluded enough to think that. But they got to find a way to actually win a couple of football games, because then you're going to start to question Dave Gettleman. I think those questions have already started. They've been going on for over a year now.
I think so. Look, I think there's a lot of things to question Gettleman about. Look at the situation with Barkley. Look at the top picks. I mean, Barkley is hurt. Who knows if Barkley's ever going to be the player that he was projected to be? And then Daniel Jones. I mean, you know, let's be honest. Gettleman's, you know, his stay as GM is hanging on basically right now on Daniel Jones, right or wrong? Let's be honest. And hiring his car and Joe Judge.
Yeah.
But more so on the quarterback right now.
But I have good news for Giant fans, Joe. You want to hear it?
What might that be?
So about, I'd say, an hour and a half ago, I went on Twitter and I put a poll up. And that poll says, which team is more pathetic, the Jets or the Giants?
It's not even debatable.
and guess what?
Not even a debate. It's not even close. 80% Jets. 80%.
Boy, you are a savant. With 7,200 people voting in the last hour and a half.
80% Jets.
It is 80% Jets, 20% Giants.
Because the Giants still do have, I mean, it is a first year, it's a new regime with the Giants. And look, it is three games, and it does take time. I mean, I understand they don't have the kind of time they once did, but it does, you know, I don't think anybody was expecting the Giants to go, 11-5 this year. So the Jets situation is totally different. And it's obvious that this head coach is just inept and has to go. I mean, that's not even a debate now anymore.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.